If someone said, "Shoot me a Waco," what would they want from you? It may sound like an odd request, but you simply know it by another name. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
There are several soda pops still around that can trace their lineage for over a century. That's the case for one well-known brand born in Central Texas.
Dr. Pepper was invented in Waco in 1885 by a man named Charles Alderton working at Morrison's Corner Drugstore there in Waco, Texas, and he made it by the glass.
Kenny Horton says 6 years later in 1891, Sam Houston Prim bought the right to bottle Dr. Pepper and set up the first such plant in Dublin, Texas. They've been bottling soda here ever since, and in some ways, very little has changed over the years, a fact that keeps people getting their pop here.
This is our newest piece of equipment. It's called the Miller Hydro Model 50, and it dates back to 1965. Our oldest machine is almost 100 years old.
Kenny says you don't need new equipment to bottle great soda. Their filler machine dates to 1937. The old equipment needs care, but it was built to last and has seen millions of bottles run through the system. It's a very hands-on operation, and Kenny likes to work quality control.
It's about every 3 to 5 cases that come through, we're required to grab a bottle, pop the cap, and take a drink. And if it doesn't taste good, then it's not a good product.
The plant has held on to many traditions. When most other bottlers moved from sugar to corn syrup for their soda, owner Billy Kloster did not make the switch.
He stuck with pure cane sugar because of the taste. It wasn't any sort of health reasons. He just loved the way the pure cane sugar product tasted, and we realized people started coming specifically for the pure cane sugar. So it's a taste thing first.
For many years, this was the only place Dr. Pepper was produced with pure cane sugar. Although that brand is no longer made here, they now produce a well-known lineup of sodas carrying the Dublin Bottling Works label. They have their own soda fountain where you can sit and have a pop or a float, and you can tour Mr. Kloster's museum, a place full of soda pop and Dr. Pepper memorabilia. Traveling the countryside in Dublin, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.